say, how have we wearied him?
因为你们说凡行恶的，耶和华眼看为善。
In that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord. And he delights in them.
他们不会不会灭亡。
They will not perish.
格里汉弟兄已经九十几岁了。
Brother Graham is already in his 90s.
他应该可以休息。
He can already rest.
他不能休息。
But he can't.
在晚年的时候。
In his late age.
他写了一本书。
He wrote a book.
Here I am.
Here I am.
我在这里。
I am here.
他在那本书里面
and in that book,
告诉我们有天堂有地狱
He explained that there is heaven and there is hell.
神是爱的神
God is the God of love.
神也是公义的神
But God is also a righteous God.
明白吗弟兄姊妹我们从来没有想到教会怎么会到这个地
We never thought that the church could reach such a point.
Love wins 不是普通人可以写
People, no one can just write love
words. 如果没有人能够在圣经里面找出个理论出来
If no one can find a basis in the Bible
神爱世人人永远不会灭亡
That God loves the world and will never
所以现在到处都是彩虹做记号
So now people use rainbows everywhere
在他们中间有一个最常见的口号就是 love wins
And you hear them say love wins
这个爱是什么爱
What kind of love is this?
在希腊文里面爱有三个字
There are three words for love in Greek
最大家最知道的一个字就是 eros
The word that everyone knows physical love or eros
为什么
Why?
因为他们读希腊神话
Because they read Greek mythology
他们读神话的时候他们就知道到底这个爱是什么爱
And they know what love this is through Greek mythology
这个爱就是我们普通说肉欲的爱就是身体上的爱 physical love
This is physical love
但是不要忘记希腊文还有一个字叫 philio
But there's another word in Greek called philia.
那是指着感情上。
That is affection.
那是指着理智上。
That is
intellectual.
That is intellectual.
那是指着魂的。
And that is the soul.
不要忘记，这个爱跟这个什么有关系？跟我们的魂、情感有关系。
This is related to our soul or our affection.
所以我们有的人就掉到爱里面去。
So some people fall in love.
这就是 philia 的结果。
And that is the result of philia.
所以大家要知道，在动物中间
，So remember among animals，
只有 eros，
eros is the only one that exists。
但在人中间，可以有 eros， 也可以有 philia。
But among people there is eros， there is also philia。
但是，神就是爱的爱。
But the love that God has，
在希腊原文是 agape。
It is the word agape in Greek。
这个字，如果你问苏格拉底，他不大晓得。
If you ask Socrates, he doesn't understand
it. 你问亚里士多德，他不大懂。
If you ask Aristotle, he doesn't understand it.
所以圣灵写新约圣经的时候
，So when the Holy Spirit wrote the word of God,
就用希腊人不大明白的那个爱
，He used the love that Greek people did not understand.
来讲到神就是爱
，To explain that God is love.
那个爱是有原则的爱。
That love has principles.
那个爱和他的公义不冲突的。
That love does not have a conflict.
我们的爱和公义常常冲突。
Our love often conflicts with righteousness.
它是有原则的爱。
But his love has principles.
那个爱是更深的爱。
That is a deeper love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
弟兄姊妹 ，Love wins. 是什么爱的胜
？What kind of love wins?
是肉欲的爱。
But the love of eros has won.
因为在一般的动物的手中
，because among animals，
只要一个欲望在他身上发动
，as long as the hormone acts，
他不管对方是谁
，it doesn't care what the other one is。
在所有动物中间没有伦理这件事
，among animals， there's no issues of ethics。
没有丈夫跟女儿
，there is no。
没有母亲跟儿子。
There is no mother, there is no son.
你看见吗？只是在动物的眼光，只是个男的跟女的，如此而已。
In the eyes of animals, there is only a male and a female.
那为什么在圣经里
？But in the Bible.
等到讲到家庭的时候
，When it speaks of families.
讲到关系的时候
，When it speaks of relationships.
你不要说什么关系都可以。
You can't say that all relationships are permitted.
现在很清楚。
Now it's clear.
是什么爱的胜
？What love has won?
是身体的爱的胜。
It is the physical love that has won.
为什么
？Why?
他们是卖给罪。
They have sold themselves to sin.
他们是卖给肉。
They have sold themselves to the flesh.
他们不能不这样做。
They can't but do
this. 不一定是同性恋。
They don't have to be homosexual.
甚至于异性恋，仍旧许多不讨神喜悦。
Even straight people have many things that don't.
许多的人根本忘记了人伦的关系。
Many people forgot the understanding of.
有许多颠覆伦理的情形。
There are many upside down situations.
你能接受吗？
Can you accept it?
你觉得 repulsive, 你觉得不能接受。
You find that this is repulsive.
这是当然。
Of course.
因为这就是圣经所说的逆性跟顺性的不同。Natural or against the nature.
This is what the Bible says about natural and against the natural.
所以现在很清楚地方。主的话非常清楚。
So the word of God is very clear.
爱是得胜。
Love is wins.
但是爱是有原则。
But love has principles.
神是爱。
God is love.
神也是公义。
God is also righteous.
什么时候我们能找到爱跟公义平行平衡？
When do we see that love and righteousness are balanced?
所以第三章第一节。
We go to chapter 3 verse 1.
万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我面前预备道路。
Behold, I am going to send my messenger and he will clear the way before me.
你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。
And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple.
立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当你听见说神是爱的神。
When you hear that God is the God of love.
人就不需要救主。
People don't need a savior.
就在这个时候圣灵怎么说。
But at this time, what did the Holy Spirit say?
没有多久以后。
Not long after.
人类要看见公义的太阳要出。
People will see that the Son of Righteousness will appear.
当全地充满咒诅，充满不义的时候。
When the land is full of curse and
unrighteousness. 到处都是黑暗。
When darkness fills the world.
都是见不得人。
And it is things that you cannot see.
但是敬畏他名的人。
Those who fear the Lord.
要看见公义的太阳升起。
Will see the Son of Righteousness.
哦，人类的救主终于来到了。
The Savior of the world has finally arrived.
终于人类的救主挂在十字架上。
He has finally been hung on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，他为什么钉在十字架？
Why was he hung on the cross?
他站在你和我的地位上。
He stood in our position.
我们应该站在那里。
We should have been there.
根据神的公义。
According to God's righteousness.
你看见那个愤怒的杖要落在他儿子的身上。
You see that his wrath was poured upon his son.
为什么？
Why?
因为神要成就他的公义。
Because God must fulfill his righteousness.
但是不要忘记，神爱我们。
But remember that God loved us.
神舍不得我们受审判。
God didn't want us to be judged.
他宁可让他儿子站在天地之间。
He would rather have his son stand between heaven and earth.
呼喊说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃？”
And cry, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
本来神的慈爱跟神的公义好像两个弟弟，两个破一样。
Remember that God's love and God's righteousness seem to be opposite.
他们从来没有相遇的。
And they would never meet.
有爱就没有公义。
If there's love, there's no righteousness.
有公义就没有爱。
If there'sNo righteous, if there's righteousness, there's no love.
现在人巴不得神只有爱。
Now people hope that God would be only love.
最好神的公义在哪里呢？
But where is the God of justice?
弟兄姊妹，应该没有公义的神才对。
There should be no God of justice.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神是爱的神。
God is the God of love.
神也是公义的神。
He is also the God of righteousness.
为什么？就在十字架上。
On the cross.
就是因为主耶稣来到地上。
Because Jesus came to this earth.
他一面成就了人的公神的公义。
He completed the righteousness of God.
不是不要审判。
It wasn't without judgment.
是他的儿子为我们受审判。
His son received judgment for us.
所以当主耶稣挂在十字架上。
So when he was hung on the cross.
我们要问。
We have to ask.
那个时候罗马皇帝叫什么名字？
Who was the Roman emperor?
叫 Tiberius, 叫 Tiberius.
It was Tiberius.
提比留在哪里？
Where was Tiberius?
当主耶稣钉十字架的时候，提比留在哪里？
Where was Tiberius when Jesus
was
on the cross?
哦，你说提比留在皇帝的宝座上。
You may say that he was in the emperor's seat.
他是罗马帝国的皇帝。
He's the Roman emperor after all.
所有万国都伏在他的脚下。
All nations were under him. The brothers and sisters.
按理来讲。
Theoretically.
没有一样他不能叫他伏在脚下。
There should be nothing that prevents him that is not under his feet.
但是不是如此。
But that's not the case.
12年之久
For 12 years
他不在罗马统治天下
He didn't live in Rome
他是在离开拿不勒斯不远一个 蜜月岛叫 Capri 那个岛上统治天下
He ruled the world from Capri Island which is near Naples
为什么
Why
他爱上了一个人
He loved a person
这个人是美男子
It was a handsome young boy.
因为他爱上了这个美男子。
And because he loved this boy.
他愿意的和他在岛上度最快乐的时光。
He wanted to live out his days on the island.
他可以统治全世界。
He could conquer the world.
结果没有想到他做了罪的奴隶。
But he became a slave to sin.
为什么主耶稣要挂在十字架上？
Why did Jesus need to be nailed on the cross?
主耶稣不只为你死。
He didn't die just for us. He died for me.
也为提比留。
He also died for Tiberius.
只要提比留愿意接受他做救主。
If Tiberius is willing to receive him as a savior,
他就可以从罪里面得着释放。
He can be set free from sin.
人今天得着罪，从罪里面得着释放。
Today, if people want to be set free from sin,
唯一的道路。
There's only one way,
就是主耶稣是人类的救。
Which is that Jesus is the savior of the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们把十字架放在一边。
Today we have set aside the cross.
我们高举一些的理论。
We have lifted up a few rationales.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。今天不是在主回来以前是这样的情形。
Is this not the condition before the Lord returns?
所以因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
如果讲到神的慈爱。
If you speak of God's love.
一定要讲十字架。
You have to speak of the cross.
十字架的爱是有原则的爱。
Because the love on the cross has principles.
十字架的爱是不违反神公义的爱。
It doesn't go against God's righteousness.
神不是个烂好人。
God isn't just a good person.
你做什么都可以 ,goody-goody, 你做什么都可以。
You can't just do anything.
弟兄姊妹，请我们记得。
Please remember.
神不因着爱我们，连我们的罪都爱。
God won't love us to the point that he loves our sin.
神爱罪人。
God loves sinners.
神恨罪人。
God loves sin.
神爱提比留皇。
God loved Tiberius.
不管他犯什么罪,
no matter what sin he committed.
但是神恨他身上的罪。
But God hated the sin that was on him.
一个皇帝,
an emperor.
一个什么都在他的脚下。
Everything should be under his feet.
怎么他在别人的脚下?
How could he be under someone else's feet?
羞耻。
In shame. Is that not shameful?
所以但愿就开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
就在这个时候。
And during this time.
你看见圣灵。就告诉我们说，有一天，人类的救主要来到。
Here the Holy Spirit tells us that the Savior of mankind will one day come.
不是一次来到。
He doesn't come once.
还要来第二次。
He comes twice.
为什么
？Why?
因为他来的日子谁能当当得起
？But who can endure the day of his coming?
他显现的时候谁能立得住呢
？And who can stand when he appears?
因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的金。
For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
这明明指的第二次。
This speaks of his second coming.
他第二次来要审判这个世界。
The second time he comes, he will judge the world.
为什么审判
？Why?
根据公义。
By righteousness.
所以不要忘记。
So don't forget.
神仍旧是公义的神。
God is a God of righteousness.
但是主耶稣什么时候来呢
？But when will Jesus come?
在这个世界要结束以前。
Right before this world ends.
他有一天要回来。
One day he will return.
他再来的时候。
And when he returns.
不要忘记。第一次来。
Remember that the first time he came, he was the Lamb of God.
第二次来,
the second time,
那是犹大的事。
He is the Lion of Judah.
弟兄姊妹, 如果叫爱的话,
Brothers and sisters, if you speak of love,
只有一个爱,
there's only one love.
只有爱得胜, 只有一个得胜。
Only one type of love wins.
那就是十字架上得胜的爱。
It is the love on the cross.
所以我们要传福音给所有世界上的人。
So we must preach the gospel to this world.
告诉他们说爱得胜。
Tell them that love has won.
爱在十字架的。
The love won on the cross.
神因着爱我们。
Because God loved us.
恨我们的罪。
He hated our sin.
所以才牺牲他的。
And he gave up his son.
如果他不恨我们的罪。
If he didn't hate our sin.
何必要十字架。
Why would there be need for a cross?
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
凡行恶的耶和华看为善。
Everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord.
就不需要十字架。
If that's the case, you don't need the cross.
因为神是个烂好人，是 goody goody.
Because God is goody goody.
所以让我们看见什么都可以。
And supposedly everything is permissible. But that's not the case.
有一天主还要回来。
One day the Lord will return.
所以第六节说。
Verse 6.
因我耶和华是不改变的。
For I the Lord do not change.
所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。
Therefore you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed.
好了。那下面就说万军之耶和华说从你们列祖日子以来你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。
And in verse 7, from the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them.
现在你们要转向我。
Return to me.
我就转向你们。
And I will return to you.
为什么讲转回呢
?Why does it speak of returning?
转回就是悔改的意思。
It means repentance.
当主耶稣的救恩借着十字架显明的时候
When God's love is revealed through his cross
现在主说现在你们要转向我
Now you have to return to me
我就转向你
And I will return to you
这不是福音
Is this not the gospel?
转回转回吧何必死亡呢
So repent and turn back Why would you die?
你们却问说
And yet you ask
我们如何才是转回
How shall we return?
这些人真是伟大的神学家。
These people are such great scholars.
这些人真是伟大的圣经学者。
They are such great theologians.
他们知道怎么下定义，什么叫做转回，他们一直在上面打转。
They know what、turning back means, and they keep turning in circles.
我的话已经讲得很清楚。
The word of God is very clear.
然后第六、第八节
，verse eight，
讲到人岂可夺取神之物呢？
Will a man rob God?
你们已经夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上